Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Landscape exerts a hold on many of us. Those blue, remembered hills, the scent of that swamp, the folds of the valleys. The very names of our country's features stir emotions. Some of its unique places are described in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, compiled by Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney. Today, poet Patty Ann Rogers reads her description of Tule.
Tule. Tule derives from the Aztec tulin or tolan, meaning any of several wetland plants, specifically bulrushes. The tules are marshy, swampy, wilderness regions in California where these grass-like perennial herbs, cattails, bulrushes, and sedges are prevalent and may reach heights of 15 to 20 feet. Tule has given its name to the small California elk, the tule elk, once nearly extinct, and to a population of the California marsh wren, the tule wren. Because of the thick, harsh wildness of the tule areas, to be deep in the tules means to be in trouble. To pull freight for the tules means to run from the law. In An Apostle of the Tules, Bret Hart describes the tules in Tassajara Valley, California this way: a more barren, dreary, monotonous, and uninviting landscape never stretched before human eye. The breath of the haunted tules in the outlying Stockton marshes swept through the valley.
Poet Patty Ann Rogers lives in Colorado. Her definition of tule comes from Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Gwartney.